Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Hard to believe that it is almost November. Our harvest on the farm is not quite wrapped up. I am starting to think about next year and the challenges we will face. We cannot ignore the explosion in the cost of energy. Winter is coming. The pain of rising energy prices is already being felt. Electricity is up near 6%. Natural gas for home heating up 21% and headed higher. Look what has happened in Europe. Natural gas is 6 times as expensive as last year. And electricity in the UK has jumped 700% from last year. European wind and power cannot deliver the needed electricity because the wind didn't blow and the sun didn't shine enough. And now they are importing oil and gas and coal from wherever they can get it, and that includes Russia. Our energy problems here in the United States don't measure up to those in Europe, but they should not and will not be ignored. A cold winter will remind us. The serious energy shortages are making the budget for next year's farming much more difficult. And here's what we are looking at. Our fertilizer costs are skyrocketing. That's because natural gas can account for 85% of the cost to make ammonia and urea. Fertilizer for our crops will cost as much as 3 times what we spent last year. Fertilizer is essential for growing not just corn, but also wheat, oats, barley, and more. Prices keep rising because demand for fuel exceeds supply. Gas up your car at the gas station. That gets your attention. An LP gas to dry our grain. Diesel fuel for our trucks and tractors and combine. All of that will add to the farm budget expense. Soybeans don't require as much fertilizer as corn, and therefore predictions are that some farms will switch from planting as much corn and to more soybeans. World producers will still need corn to feed the livestock, or meat prices will shoot up. There are still a lot of unanswered questions, but next year looks to be a big challenge to the farmers of the world. I think we can accept a gradual shift from fossil fuels, but we can't move this fast. Excessive anti-carbon policies can fuel inflation and cost our economy. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.